Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our eighth installment of Reflections on Shabbos. Another thought from the Or HaChaim. One of the things that the Torah says when it's describing Shabbos is it says, Yieh lachem kodesh. It should be for you a holy day. And the Or HaChaim has a remarkable thought on that phrase. He says, you know, lachem is for you in the plural, which is not an abnormal grammar in the Torah, but the Or HaChaim goes somewhere unique with that. And he says that every member of the Jewish people has the capacity and really the imperative to make Shabbos a holy, sacred day for him or herself based on his or her level. So the Or HaChaim cites a practice that there were people who would make it their business not to lie on Shabbos. On Shabbos, they're not going to lie. And the truth is, a person who's somewhat cynical could look at that and say, you know, excuse me, you actually shouldn't lie any day of the week. Well, it's what a strange thing. On Shabbos, you're not going to lie. Or another type of cynicism, a person could say, listen, you know, unless you're going to observe Shabbos to the T, you're not making it a special day. You want to make Shabbos a special day, you know, keep all the halachos of Shabbos, do everything perfectly at the Suda, at the meals. You're just not going to lie on Shabbos. What value is that? And Or HaChaim says that is such an incorrect attitude. That's what the Torah is teaching us, that each and every one of us in our own way can, should, and must make the Shabbos a sacred day for who we are. So that could be different things for different people. For some people, it could be they make time to study Torah on Shabbos. What a beautiful thing if a person makes time to study Torah on Shabbos, particularly if it's difficult to do so during the week. Imagine if a person would say that on Shabbos or during one of the Shabbos meals or all the Shabbos meals, whatever, they're not going to say Lashon Hara. So again, if you're cynical, you could say, listen, there's no special mitzvah to not say Lashon Hara on Shabbos. You're not supposed to say Lashon Hara ever. But this is an aspect of making it a sacred day. This fits so well with so many of the other things we've said about God giving us this special thing of Shabbos, this special gift of Shabbos. This is another point the Or HaChaim makes. You have people, famously, there are people who have a Tanis Dibur on Shabbos. Again, I'm not necessarily recommending it, but people who make it their business to not have any idle chatter on Shabbos. All this speaks to the fact that people are making Shabbos a sacred day for who they are. What a beautiful thing. It's such an important day. And I'm infusing not only my halachic observance on that day, but a little bit of myself, a little bit of an understanding of who I am, sort of sharing that with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I think it's a powerful thing to think about. Another interesting thought from the Or HaChaim is Shabbos is sometimes referred to as a bris, as a covenant between the Jewish people and God. And the Or HaChaim suggests that perhaps the connotation of a covenant is sort of, I'll do something for you and you'll do something in exchange for me. How does that play out here? So the Or HaChaim says, we essentially make a deal with Hashem. On Shabbos, we make a concerted effort to not focus on issues relating to our finances, to our business. Again, technically speaking, we're allowed to think about it, but really we're certainly not allowed to talk about it. That's prohibited. But it's highly preferable to not even think about it. So we make a bris. We make a covenant with God. We're not going to focus on our parnas issues, on our finances, on our businesses, on Shabbos. And in exchange for that, we hope to receive God's blessing, that he blesses us during the coming week, that everything should go well for us in business. It's very interesting. The Or HaChaim points out that the lechem apanim, the showbread, was switched in the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos. And this idea of putting this special bread on the shulchan, on the table in the Beis HaMikdash, was symbolic of a reference to parnasa, of a reference to our financial well-being. So if we refrain from focusing on money and business on Shabbos, then we hope to receive the blessings from above to have a successful coming week. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.